Hello, my name is Audriana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I was calling. Let me ask you a question, baby.
Okay.
I know they start at 65 and on up, right? At the age of 65, starting on the Lord have mercy, on the 11th, I think, of this month.
Okay, ma'am, so are you just trying to call about the vaccine or you want to call about testing sites to get the COVID test?
Well, what I was really trying to do, call and ask you a question about the vaccine.
Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
64. I'm 64 and I won't be 65 until 2 more months to April.
Okay, and what's your question, ma'am?
I still got to wait till I get 65, right?
Ma'am, I'm not sure how they're going about the testing. I just know they're going in order. Who go first and who goes second?
Oh, okay,
Yeah, I don't
baby.
have no, yeah, I don't know how they're going about it.
I'm saying what you're saying. I just had some questions, just want to try to get her understand, because I was telling my girlfriend, she is 71 now. And I told her, I said, in 2 more months, I'll be 65. So they saying like 65 on up. But, I guess all the problem you got the health problem. I got a lot of health problems too in
Yeah,
communities. But I tell her,
that might help you then if you express that to them.
yeah, because I got a whole lot. I got acid reflux. I got problem with my stomach and my ribs. I got a problem there. I have where I was in an accident. It filled up fluid and everything. And then I got depression problem. I just can't be around a lot of people unless I would catch something.
Okay.
And my immune system is just so weak. If somebody just cough around me, guess what? I have to go home and try to find something to take, So that's why I just try to be off to myself and running that store real early in the morning with no hardly nobody be up in there like I did this morning. It was my three people up in Walmart when I went in there today. I
Oh,
said I had to
okay.
get up early. And I have not been to church since church dismissed, and that was in the second week of March because of my immune system and everything else going on with me, high blood pressure, all that different stuff going on with me. So that's why I just was trying to question. I know you don't know, but
No,
I
it's
just
fine. I'm
need
just listening to you. That's fine.
I'm
But
64 years old.
you could try to call the vaccine appointment line, and if you want to get scheduled for an appointment, you can call them. I have their number if you like.
Okay, let me get a pencil right quick, okay, baby?
All right.
Okay. I wasn't expecting for you to try to tell me now, because I know you don't know no more than they tell you.
Nope, we don't. Sometimes there's some people that may know more than us. We just,
I
yeah.
know. Okay. What the number is, baby?
855
Okay.
566
Okay.
5333.
Okay. 5333.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, baby. Okay. And you say I could call this number and just kind of talk to them and see can I
Yeah, you can talk to them and see what they can do to help you.
Okay, Sherman. And let me say something to you.
Yes.
Thank you for being so patient with me. And I want you to stay, continue trying to be safe and stuff. And you have a blessed day. And I thank you
You
so much.
too. Thank you. I hope I was able to help. And if you need any more information,
You did, baby. You
yeah,
did. You did. You did.
sure. If you need more information, you can visit the following websites,
Well,
adph.org.
now, look, let me tell you something.
Sure.
I'm 64 years old. What I know about a website?
You will be surprised, ma'am.
I know a lot of
There's some people
older people
85,
ain't know
yeah.
about it. But I don't know nothing about it, though.
Yeah, some people have emails and everything.
But anyway, no matter whatever, I still thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, and thank you so much.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.